answer is, I have no one when the water is troubled to put me in the water. So Jesus tells him, take up your bed and walk, and the man is healed. He takes up his pallet that he'd been laying on. You see people like this all over India. They have family that'll bring them out and lay them on a pallet early in the morning. They lay there all through the day so they can beg, and then the family comes and collects them and carries them back home. It's a very common sight. This guy takes up his pallet and he takes off walking. And of course, it's the Sabbath. The attitude of the religious people of that time is that you don't carry anything on the Sabbath, you don't do any kind of work. They had taken the law of Moses to an extreme, and so immediately they accost this guy. And they ask him, why are you carrying it? And he said, the man who healed me told me to do this. I mean, if a guy's got the power to heal you, he's pretty big authority, right? They said, who did it? He said, I don't know. They said, well, you're not supposed to be doing this on the Sabbath. And he said, well, he told me that's what I'm doing. So later, he goes his way. Jesus, who knows but what he may have been following, watching, we don't know. But he catches up to the guy. And when he catches up to him, he has a little bit of a discussion with him, makes a very interesting statement. He said, go and sin no more. And I've always been fascinated with that statement. He said the same thing you remember the woman caught in the act of adultery. How can you say to a sinner, go your way and sin no more? I mean, we know that we are all going to sin. But I think the point that Jesus is making, both for the woman and for this man, is this. Your health and my health is not purely a physical matter. Jesus looked at people as whole people, spirit, soul, and body. To have the idea that we can be healthy in body and diseased in soul and spirit is ludicrous. If we want real health, we have to begin in the inner man. And what Jesus, I think, is doing is simply identifying the fact that sin is a far greater infirmity and a far greater disease than any infirmity of the body. There's only one way that you and I can be free from sin, and that is to be cleansed by the power of God. To have our sins washed away through the blood of Jesus Christ. And in many of these encounters, we know that the people in time came to faith in Jesus Christ and to understand who He was, what His mission was, that He had come to seek and to save that which was lost. But for all of us who are here today, I could ask you, what is your infirmity? What is your sickness? Is it a sickness or a weakness of the body? Is it a weakness of the mind or of the heart? Whatever it is, go back to the Spirit and start in the spiritual realm and make sure that your spiritual life is right, that you are in alignment with God. If there are things in your life that are wrong, claim that promise that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And then pick up. Every day you and I have the opportunity, even every moment, we have the opportunity to start a new life. Do it now. Do it daily. And you'll fulfill the principle illustrated in the story of this man.